It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Mass protests by Palestinians along the border between Gaza and Israel have now gone on for four consecutive weeks. Today, at least two Palestinians died. Both had been wounded by gunfire from Israeli forces earlier in the protests. That brings the overall death toll reported by Palestinian health officials to at least 37 and the number injured to over 4,000. Nadal Megrabi is a senior Reuters correspondent based in the Gaza Strip.
People are continuing to attend these protests along the border in five locations where tent camps were erected. Organizers of these protests, dubbed as the Great March of Return, say that these marches will continue and will escalate towards May 15, when Palestinians will mark the day of Nakba, or catastrophe, back in 1948, when thousands of Palestinians had fled or were forced to flee their hometowns and villages in historical Palestine.
Nadal, could you describe a little bit what it looked like when you were there on Friday? What did the scene look like?
There were thousands of people, but mostly in the area of the tent camps. People gathered there, like complete families, memorized the history of the villages they, their forefathers, have come from. And there are lots of kinds of activities, including even soccer games. People, are camping there. Some of those protesters who are younger go to the area closer. They advance closer towards the fence. Some have stones, other burn tires. The Israelis, use live bullets, rubber bullets, and tear gas, sometimes dropped from air by drones. The Israelis are saying that, that Palestinian factions are using these crowds for political purposes, that they are massing them up along the border. And they are also claiming that, some of those factions are using the crowds as cover. Something all factions have denied. Factions have frequently and repeatedly stressed that these marches are peaceful, and that these marches, are aimed to be peaceful because they want to show the world that they have peaceful means to demand rights.
You mentioned these protests represent a shift of tactics from some of the factions there. Many analysts have pointed to Hamas, the group that governs Gaza, and of course in the past has used rockets or suicide bombings in Israel, to note a specific change in tactics from Hamas in this case.
Both Hamas and Israel have stated clearly that they are not interested in another war. So these protests, could be some shift in tactics where there is no war with Israel, but Palestinians, factions, led by Hamas in Gaza, have chosen another way of commemorating the anniversary of the 70 years, since 1948 displacement of Palestinians, which also saw the creation of the State of Israel. They have chosen a different tactic, using peaceful demonstrations of thousands of people. So yes, this year in particular, there is a shift in tactics. It's not a state of war, but it's not also a state of real peace. Given the fact that we have at least 37 Palestinians, killed directly in these clashes. And, according to the Ministry of Health, we have thousands of wounded.
Nadal Megrabi, senior Reuters correspondent, reporting from Gaza City. Nadal, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.